With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Amazon Distribution Center in Weston is looking for ways to support communities in northern Wisconsin. The facility opened in July of this year. It's a last-mile site, meaning anything at the facility will go directly to your doorstep with deliveries as far north as Rhinelander. Johnny Pierre is the community site specialist. Part of his job is finding ways for Amazon to support local communities.
Just with Amazon, just always, with any community engagement, just from any cities, schools, any families, any way we can impact, please just reach out.
He says the best way for people to contact him is through LinkedIn. An advisory referendum related to the fluoridation of drinking water in the city of Tomahawk may appear on the spring election ballot. During its meeting at City Hall on Tuesday, November 12th, the City of Tomahawk Common Council voted to direct the city clerk to draft a resolution that would place an advisory referendum on April ballots. It would ask City of Tomahawk voters if they believe the city should end fluoridation treatments of city water. The resolution would still need to be passed by the City Council before it goes to the ballot. Tomahawk's Board of Public Works in September voted to end the treatments before ultimately recommending allowing voters to weigh in next spring. It was noted during the September Board of Public Works meeting that a storage room that houses the city's chemical supplies, including the fluoride additive, is experiencing corrosion. The board discussed several options, including continuing with the current chemical storage situation or building a separate structure to store the fluoride barrels before Mayor Steve Taskey proposed ceasing the treatments. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, community water fluoridation is the process of adjusting the amount of fluoride in drinking water to a level recommended for preventing cavities. The Tomahawk City Council must approve an advisory referendum resolution during its December meeting in order for a question to appear on the April ballots. This story is courtesy of the Tomahawk Leader. The number of first-language Ojibwe speakers remaining in the U.S. is around 700. A native-owned game company is making new resources to help language learners of all ages. Kathleen Shannon has more.
Tony Drews, whose native name is Chinodin, meaning big wind, was struggling to engage students in learning Ojibwe culture and language until he brought a board game into class. That day led him to launch Nuske Native Games in 2023, which sells games that help teach Ojibwe lessons. One is a native spin on a 1920s-era stock market game. The new version is based on the fur trade, and players deal in important traditional Ojibwe goods such as maple sugar, beads, and wild rice.
The funny thing about the word miigwech is that it means thank you in our language, and the word comes out of the fur trade era. So it was just a natural catalyst to use this game to talk about culture and language, and it was an absolute hit.
Drews says that teaching language through joy, music, crafts, and games increases retention by about 95%. He's currently working with Lakota leaders to create versions of his games with Lakota language and culture. In his own family, Drew's great-grandmother exclusively spoke Ojibwe. His grandmother was sent to boarding school, and his father only knows a couple Ojibwe words. He says Ojibwe culture is baked into the language.
Minde Muye means old lady, but the etymology of that word is somebody who holds the family together. So if we lose that word, we lose the cultural perspective of how we truly look at elderly women.
The games are designed for native language learners of any level, Drew says, and for their non-native neighbors and community members as well. This story was produced with original reporting from Amy Falegi for Arts Midwest. I'm Kathleen Shannon.
Lincoln County wants the public's help to figure out how opioid settlement dollars should be used. They're asking residents to take a survey. The Lincoln County Opioid Task Force was created to gather information and create a proposal for the county board. Starting this month, a substance use community survey will be distributed throughout the county. It will gather information on community perceptions, current usage, and barriers to treatment. The survey can be accessed on the Lincoln County Health Department Facebook page. The tradition of eating turkey for Thanksgiving goes back to the 1800s, but Harvest Public Media's Elizabeth Rembert reports some data suggests the turkey has lost footing in recent years.
The 2023 holiday season saw the least amount of turkey sold since 1980. Consumption of whole turkeys was at just over 4 pounds per capita, according to research by Brian Ernest. He's an economist at CoBank, a rural cooperative bank and farm lender. Even with the dip, Ernest says most shoppers are still choosing turkey for their Thanksgiving meal.
I think in general, though, as consumer preferences are changing, we may 10 years from now look back and say, well, there was a shift kind of already occurring with younger population.
Smaller gatherings and a focus on convenience may be driving more people toward things like hams or roasts, Ernest's report suggests. I'm Elizabeth Rembert, Harvest Public Media.
Egg prices are on the rise again as a lingering outbreak of bird flu coincides with high demand during the holiday baking season. The average price for a dozen eggs in the U.S. was $3.37 in October, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That was up 63% from October 2023, when a dozen eggs cost an average of $2.07. Avian influenza is the main culprit. The current bird flu outbreak that began in February 2022 has led to the slaughter of more than 111 million birds, mostly egg-laying chickens. But the American Egg Board says egg shortages at grocery stores have been isolated and temporary so far. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.